You're listening to harpist Peggy Friesen, who more people may know as veteran actor Peggy Friesen. She's worked on nearly every stage in Kansas City, but the harp was her first artistic partner.
I came from a very musical family. We all played piano. We put on concerts. We all played other instruments, too, and my sister and I played harp. I went to Stevens College, and the instructor there was not very challenging. And I got interested in other things when I was in college, including theater.
When the tumult in Paris in the summer of 68 canceled a student trip, it opened Friesen's calendar.
I had nothing to do summer of 68, so I drove over to Lawrence to see if there was any classes I could take. The only classes available were theater courses, and I thought, well, I'm sort of interested in theater. So I worked backstage all summer, and I was hooked at that point.
Acting took over for several years, but she picked up the harp again and has ever since juggled musical gigs with acting jobs. And in one case, the KC Rep's A Christmas Carol, she does both.
In the early 80s, that's when I got it out and started playing it again and was immediately hired by the Rep for Christmas Carol. And I've been doing that for 26 years. So it's keyboard and harp, and that's the accompaniment all during Christmas Carol. I also act, I always have, but when I'm not on stage acting in a character, I'm playing the harp.
I asked Friesen if she believes the harp and the acting work different parts of her brain.
I don't know what it is, but I have difficulty memorizing harp music, any kind of music. I have trouble memorizing, but I have no trouble memorizing dialogue.
Cheryl Weaver, known for her performances in such shows as August Osage County, has wanted to act since the age of 10. But before that dream was realized, she found a way to employ the sewing skills she had learned at the hand of her grandmother.
I got into college, and you're looking around always for that extra job. And there was one available in costumes, and I said, oh, I know how to sew, which turned out to be very fortuitous because I learned a lot from the famous Ches Hale. And he was fabulous. He had been a cutter in the garment district in New York, and then, of course, he worked Broadway a little bit, too. But he was old and grizzled, and he had that cigarette stuck between his teeth. And his basic tenet, I guess, was, if it's too big, take it in. If it's too small, add a piece.
Bingo, the musical, currently at American Heartland Theater, credits Weaver for costumes, though she didn't exactly build costumes from scratch.
We're restricted in our Bingo, the musical, to modern dress and women who shop at places like Target and Walmart, so essentially, I shopped this show, more or less. We aren't building these clothes. We aren't sewing these clothes, generally. I do take them in and let them out in my Ches Hale way. But you got to have some choices.
Weaver also shares her take on that left brain, right brain conundrum.
I don't know. An actor uses whole brain, if they're doing it right, I think. It's the right side that uses that creativity. But the actual skill is almost more a mathematical thing, I think. So that's an area I probably don't use as much as an artist. It's just different.
Both women admit that if forced to choose between the two, they'd pick acting. Steve Walker, KCUR News.